You're listening to SBS News.
Men's and women's singles first round matches of the Australian Open continued on Tuesday, with the world's best tennis players battling it out on court amid sweltering temperatures. Despite the difficult conditions, the first round matches continued as scheduled. On Rod Laver Arena, seven-time women's Australian Open singles champion Serena Williams took only 49 minutes to beat Germany's Tatiana Maria, 6-love, 6-2. Williams missed out on the Open last year, taking time off after the birth of her child, but proved she's back on form. She told the Nine Network she's glad to be back.
I think the last time I was here, I was actually pregnant and playing at the same time, which is insane. So it's kind of weird walking back on by myself this time, but it feels good. I have so many good memories of the last time I was here. Honestly, it's just literally the best win of my career, so it's just exciting to get back.
Sister Venus Williams was also victorious in her first round match against Romania's Mihaela Băsănescu, coming back from losing the first set to win 7-6, 6-2. Australian hopeful Samantha Stosur was unsuccessful in her Open pursuit, losing to Ukraine's Diana Yastremska, 7-5, 6-2. World number one Simona Halep had to fight for the win in her opening match against Estonia's Kaia Kanepi after losing the first set 7-6, but she came back to take the last two sets 6-4, 6-2. In the men's singles, fourth seed, Germany's Alexander Zverev cruised through his first round match against Slovenia's Aljaž Bedene, defeating him in under 2 hours, 6-4, 6-1, 6-4. Australian wildcard entry Alex Bolt upset the United States' Jack Sock in his first round match. The 26-year-old Australian came back after losing the first set 4-6 to beat Sock 6-3, 6-2, 6-2. Bolt told the Nine Network he's excited to have his first Grand Slam win.
It's a pretty surreal feeling right now to be able to get my first Grand Slam win at my home slam, you know, in front of my friends and family. It's pretty cool. I feel like I kept my level consistent over the whole match and feel like my serve let me dictate points on my serve quite a fair bit during the match, and I felt like that was the deciding factor.
19-year-old Australian Alexei Popperin had a fantastic Grand Slam debut, defeating German Misha Zverev 7-5, 7-6, 6-4. Nick Kyrgios, however, was not successful in his match, losing to world number 17, Canada's Miloš Raonic 6-4, 7-6, 6-4. And Serbian world number 1 Novak Djokovic defeated the United States' Michael Kruger in his tournament opener. Djokovic took the win in just 3 sets, 6-3, 6-2, 6-2. He told the Nine Network he's happy to be back this year without any injuries.
I had this major injury with an elbow that I was carrying for over 2 years. I think at the early stages I didn't address it in the right way, and unfortunately gotten worse, and I had to get on a surgery table last February right after Australian Open. And it took me several months really to recover, to regain the confidence and I guess comfort level on the court, and last 6 months have been terrific. I'm very grateful to experience this kind of journey.
Off the court, Australia's Bernard Tomic has caused waves through Tennis Australia after using his post-match press conference to criticise Leighton Hewitt. Davis Cup captain Hewitt laughed off Tomic's comments, saying Tomic was just frustrated at being knocked out of the Open on day one. Round two matches commence today, and fortunately for players and spectators, the temperature is predicted to be a little cooler. Evan Young, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.